One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the essence of Christianity.
Hallelujah.
When you come to church, you can be a prof, but you sit down with a cleaner right beside you, and we're all shouting hallelujah together. But we are sons of God. And right in church, that cleaner may be a deacon, and the prof may be cleaning the benches in church. Come on now, are you still there? Because this is the house of God, you see. So, this man had given his heart to Christ. But then he remembered something. I was known to be a powerful man. What am I going to do now? So while he was there, Peter and John were laying hands on people and they went flat on their backs under the power. And then he came to Peter. He said, "Sir, please take this money." He offered Simon Peter money. And said, "If you just lay your hands on me, so that anybody on whom I lay my hands will also receive the Holy Ghost." He offered him money. And Peter looked at him. See, he was in church. He had believed. For the Bible says it's those who believe that were gathered there that day. And he was one of them. And Peter said, "I perceive that you're still in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Your money perish with you. For you have thought that the gift of God could be bought with money." And commanded him to repent. It is believed that this is the man that went on and became a father of Gnostics. Praise God. Sad, because his mind was unclean. And so Paul now, writing to these people and letting them know that Jesus is the real Son of God in truth, and that he actually died for us and was buried for us and was raised from the dead, and that you don't need to look for any other God. You can't find any other knowledge. He said, Jesus Christ is the embodiment of all wisdom and knowledge. He said, there's no other wisdom that can come to you except the one that is in Jesus. If you know Jesus, you have all the wisdom. You have all the knowledge. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Then he said, in him, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And then he said, don't seek anything else, for we are complete in him. You don't need anything else. He says, we are complete in him. Hallelujah. All you need now is discover what you have in you. All you need now is discover what Christ is to you. And that's where I begin reading to you, Colossians chapter 1, from verse 26. Are you ready? Even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the essence of Christianity. Christianity didn't come to pass religious knowledge to you. Christianity is not something to just help you have understanding of the spirituals. Christianity is Christ revealed in you. This is what God seeks to do for everyone. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. And I'm reading from verse 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to his name forever. By the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh. I wish you would see beyond this now. He is writing here to the Galatians. The Galatians have been influenced by the law. And the priests of the law, the preachers of the law, have been taught what to preach. Are you still there? They have been brought up in a sense, taught their message. It was delivered to them, well packaged, and then for them to just go out and deliver. Because the Bible says the law did not give life. No preacher of the law had a revelation of God. For the law was a veil on the hearts of many, such that they couldn't see. God could not be revealed by the law. The Galatians were there, and they had been so influenced. And now, here is Paul coming, and he says to them, hey, the gospel that I preach is not according to man. He says, I was not taught it. I want you to understand this. He's not saying that he didn't receive the teaching of the word. For the Holy Ghost is the one that teaches. Because even now, you're being taught, but it is the Holy Ghost. He says, I was not taught it. He's talking about that kind of teaching where, for example, y'all know atoms. But I know that none of you has seen an atom with your eyes or an electron. Have you seen an electron? I think that's better. Have you seen an electron? I'm sure you have not seen an electron yet, but you know they are there. Okay? And then this formula, P is equal to IV. Okay, P is equal to IV. You've been given the formula. Okay? You have to memorize it, understand it. Okay? It's all in the mental realm. You've been taught things in the mental realm. Now, Paul is talking about teaching in the mental realm. Alright? But you see, the human spirit can also be taught. But the human spirit can only be taught by the Holy Spirit. Are you still there? You cannot teach the human spirit from the mental realm. That's why, no matter what somebody knows in the classroom, he cannot teach your spirit. He can teach your mind. That's what someone said, a message from the head goes to the head, but the one from the heart goes to the heart. You see? So it's the Spirit of God that can teach your spirits. The Holy Spirit can unveil the Word of God to your spirits. So Paul says, I was not taught it. He's talking about mental reasoning, mental teaching. I was not taught it. Hallelujah. He says, but by the revelation. What is revelation? It is the impartation of divine knowledge. It is the impartation of knowledge without any material medium. See, when we speak the word of God, when we communicate the word of God, except by the Holy Ghost, nobody can really be taught the word of God, no matter what we say. We may speak on the outside, but it takes the Holy Spirit to teach you on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So right now, You are hearing the word, you are being taught the word, but this is not, you're not being taught in the same way that you are taught in class, in school. It's not in the same way. You're being taught by a spirit. You see, the spirit is in this space right now. He's working in this space right now. And he's putting the message in you. He's teaching you by revelation. And without that revelation, you're going to be blank. You're just going to be there listening with your ears, but not hearing nothing. See, because we listen with our ears, but we can only hear God from our spirits. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he said, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. Verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation, that's matter of life, in time past in the Jews of Legion, how that I, beyond measure, I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews of Legion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Oh, glory to God. Look at this. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. That means to reveal his son in me, that I might reveal him to the nations. Praise God. Are you still in this place? So he says, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and saved me by his grace to reveal his son in me, has he been revealed in you? See what Christianity is all about? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ in a man's life. What God seeks to do. That's what we read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is what God wants. Christ in you. Christ taking up his abode in you. Talking through you. Living in you. He and you will become one divine creation. Inseparable. Christ in you. Then you will not seek him over there. For he is in you. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki Lovewood Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyo Fuel Station, Shisko Bus Stop, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Worship with us on Sundays, first service at 7:15 and second service at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.